Right, thanks for tuning in to Weekly Conversation. I'm joined with tight end Delanie Walker. And Delanie, you've caught touchdown passes now in two straight games. I mean, talk about just the kind of role maybe that you're on personally and just kind of how you've been feeling later on this season.
Basically, my role has always been the same. I'm the guy that moves around and try to declare the defense and make it easier for Cap to see the fronts or what type of coverage they're running. And I just been getting open, and Cap, you know, he does a great job on even when he's scrambling, looking down the field, and he's been finding me lately.
Well, what does that do for you guys as receivers when you're out there? I mean, do you guys just kind of work on that scramble drill and just trying to get open and improvise situations?
Most definitely. You know, we know Cap can move with his feet, so when he get out the pocket, everybody's on the scramble. You know, everybody's the short guy trying to run high or the deep guy coming low. Just working to get the ball. We know Cap, he either can throw it on the run or he might run it, and he's been doing a great job so far. So we're going to just keep working at that and trying to make plays for him.
Yeah, and you've had several weeks now to build chemistry with Kaepernick. How do you feel that's coming along for you and really just with the whole offense as you guys start to kind of get in sync?
It's coming along well. He's been with the first group now, and everybody's starting to figure him out a little bit and understand what he does back there. He's the type of person, if you get open, he's going to throw the ball. He finds the open guy, and he tends to do that a lot. So that's everybody's mindset in the receivers and running backs, is just run. Because if you get open, look for the ball, because it will be coming pretty fast.
Yeah, Randy said earlier this year that one of his passes kind of dislocated one of his fingers. You haven't had any those incidents, have you?
Not yet. But he do throw a fastball, and but that can be good, you know, especially when it's a zone. He puts it right in there. So I'm pretty sure Randy ain't complaining. That does hurt. But as long as you know you're getting the ball before you can make a move on a defender, we're pretty happy.
Now, you guys, a tough loss last week, but you guys have a chance to clinch the division. What would back-to-back NFC West titles mean to you guys? I know that was always you had that sign out on the door probably when you started, win the West. To be able to do that twice, what would that mean?
It'll mean a lot, man. You know, to go back-to-back, to have that slump we have for 5 years, and then to get a whole new coaching staff and our first year win the NFC Division Championship and then do it again. I mean, that has set a high point for us next year, you know, coming into the next season and just starting off with a good taste in our mouth.
Yeah, is that also big just as you guys hit the playoffs? You've at least secured a playoff, so you don't know where that'll be or if you guys will get a bye. All that'll be determined. But what does it mean to kind of have some momentum, kind of finish the season on a high note too?
Always feel good to go into the postseason with a W. You know, that kind of take the edge off a little bit. You feel a little bit more secure and comfortable. You're not panicking. You're going in with a high head and knowing that you can get the job done. And just, you know, playing at your best football, knowing that you had got that W at the end of the season.
And you're also one of the most active guys on Instagram. I mean, I think you have one of the best Instagram names, only on Camera 46. I mean, tell the viewers at home why they need to follow you. I know you're tweeting lots of pictures of cars. You're a pretty big car guy.
Yeah, follow me. You know, most of the time, like you said, I put pictures up of cars and, you know, of my dogs or whatever I'm eating or, you know, even if I went somewhere and I just seen something that's unique or tattoos or pictures of my teammates doing crazy stuff. So if you want to check that out, like you said, you can follow me only on Camera 46 and that's about it.